Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5, the Sports Hub. Yesterday, Leonard Fournette was waived, or I guess officially today he was waived. Should the Patriots go after Leonard Fournette is the question. Should they put in a claim? You can read more about that at our website, by the way, 98.5thesportshub.com. Right now, the Patriots would be number 23. It's based on draft order, the waiver order. Would you put in a claim?
With the amount of running backs that you have and for a slow, big, used battering ram that makes $4 million, I say no. $4 million for another running back? No, thank you. If you didn't have Lamar Miller.
Well, money's not an issue. They have plenty of cap space.
If Harris didn't earn the reps in the spot that he's in now, I would say yes. But Harris looks good. You're going to have Lamar Miller and you have Sony Michel. Is Fournette a good single back runner? Is he good in the single back offense? Or does he really need a fullback? Does he need two tights? You know, Jacksonville really played it close to the vest with him. But man, he ran all over Pittsburgh. I mean, he was good.
Also could catch the football.
I'm
FYI.
I'm just shocked this team is just totally dismantled from 2 years ago. The way Jacksonville was trending. Like this dude, as we watch him, I mean, he's not blunt. Blunt gets skinny and tries to look for daylight through holes and bounce outside. This guy looks to run you over.
This guy will take you on.
Yeah.
Head on. Yep.
I mean,
do the Patriots have a running back like Leonard Fournette on their roster?
No. You think you may have it in Harris. You hope.
That's
they
why
don't.
I'm going after him if I'm the Patriots. Because the offense is going to need to make up for their lack of receivers in different ways. And this has the potential to make them a lot better offensively. Oof.
What happened to that
There's
team?
There's nobody on that on the Patriots roster that I believe can do. We're watching some highlights here. We're watching some Leonard Fournette footage here in studio. And I don't think
that was even blocked well, that one.
It wasn't blocked well?
No.
He went right over the top.
Guard missed. He thinks, you know what, I'm just going to elevate. I'm going to go over top.
I just don't think there's a guy on the roster that can do what he can do.
He can turn a corner, too.
And I'm doing it. I don't know if another team will take him. I feel like another team will. Before he gets to the Patriots in the waiver order, but I'd still put in the claim today. if I'm the Patriots, I'm putting this guy on the roster. Let's see what we got. Because I also look at the group and say, where are the sure bets? Rex Burkhead,
we need to run
always
the ball.
Hurt.
We need to run the ball.
Sony Michel, injury history. Rex Burkhead, injury history. Damian Harris has never played in real meaningful games, so we can't, you know, he's looked good in camp, but you can't count on that. So that's still sort of an unknown. He's earned his spot so far this camp. What else is a sure bet? You know, Lamar Miller? I like the pickup. Good veteran, low-risk pickup, but to me, the ceiling on a guy like Leonard Fournette is much higher. I asked you the question earlier, Zoe. You want Rex Burkhead on the roster or Leonard Fournette?
Burkhead.
Crazy. Lunacy.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette is who you should want on the roster. I am calling you nuts.
It's okay.
Give me this guy.
Yeah.
Give me Leonard Fournette all day. Blunt 2.0, but I think a better version. Oh, man. That guy, when he gets going, he gets going, dude.
Football.
He gets going. Do you love it?
Do you know what I watch this weekend?
You watch high school football.
I watch high school football on ESPN. They're running games in Arizona, Indiana, Ohio. People are in the stands. People are in the stands with no masks on. Like, what the hell's going on in these states? And they're just going about their normal business. High school kids playing high school game. Pretty advanced high school football, though. I mean, those are some of the top teams in the country they put on, but it's pretty damn good. Get you ready for football.
So there is going to be college games next weekend, right?
Yeah. That's game week, dude.
There's going to be – this is the weekend. This is the one weekend a year that I am fully – and this is, again, more recent times, fully invested in the college football season is always this weekend before the NFL starts.
Right.
And there will be games will be played.
Should have had, like, Notre Dame Navy.
But it's, you know, it's a SMU Texas State still on the schedule for next weekend.
Austin Peay played the other night.
Arkansas State in Memphis. Okay.
Memphis got a good team.
Okay.
They ran the hell out of the ball.
BYU and Navy.
A lot of runs that game.
A lot of running. There's going to be games. Get Leonard Fournette all day long. Let's go. Put him on the roster. Cam Newton not at Patriots practice today. An excused absence. Not on the field. We don't know what the reason is, but I just get a little concerned because I think Cam Newton needs every single rep out there.
Yeah, I do too.
You hear anything?
Supposedly, it was shorts and shells over the weekend. It wasn't a high-tempo practice, but it's still you could see the issues with the offense from the guys I talked to that were there. I was not there, for the people I talked to that was there. They're gonna struggle on it a little bit.
That's why they're ready for it. Add Fournette.
Yeah. Thanks.
What'd you make of Cam Newton's dancing over the weekend?
He's consistent.
So good.
It's the same. Hey, this is the guy from 4 years ago when I watched him do games in pregame. That's all he does in pregame.
This dude loves life. That's all I got to say.
I'm interested to see what's going to be required of him in pregame. Because they're letting him go now in the stretch line and stuff. You know, when pregame starts, it's pretty serious. Hour and a half before the game. 50 minutes before kick. Yeah, you know, they have a structured warm-up, man. And it is, you know, attention to detail. Hone in, baby. I wonder if Bill allows him to do all that stuff. Like, they might let him do it now and just say, hey, games, we're going to tune this back, okay? Because the last thing you want is to lose 2 or 3 in a row and have somebody dancing in a pregame warm-up. Remember when Bill snapped on guys dancing with a 28-point lead? Dance like a bunch of punks out there? In a documentary? Yeah. But maybe Bill's changed a little. So, I know the guys like it. Guys like having him around. He brings energy to it. Little pizzazz to the offense, so... Something that was missing. They need it. You're not getting it from the wideouts.
Let's go to Chris on Nantucket today. Chris.
Oh, hello.
What's up, boys?
How are you?
What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Yo, Beetle, I'm on pace with you, man. I would love Fournette to be here. Question for you, though. The thing I wonder is, does he have a say for the price he comes here for, or is it going to be like...
No, it's $4.1 million.
You pick it up.
Just going to list.
You pick it up. $4.1 million.
It's not veteran minimum.
Now, would he have to agree, or is that one of those rules where the teams have to pick up, like it drops in a line, you know, in your place, whatever? Because I want him here, and I wonder if you think with Cam coming here for a lower price to prove his value, I think, to the league... do you think this is a good spot for Fournette to do it? You know what I mean? Could this be the new trend for New England now, now that Bill has the program?
But he's
if Fournette comes.
He'd have to clear 31 teams. He'd have to clear everybody
well,
today.
22 teams.
That's what I was asking. If he would have to clear
If no one puts in a claim.
To clear to $4 million. Yeah.
Ah, I get what you're saying.
Because
right, okay.
I'm just nervous he's not going to get here. But my thing is, I'm going to fantasize a little bit now because we haven't had football. Do you think this New England could become a place where, like, Cam came for short money to prove his value? We get, you know, the running back in here to do that, too. Do you think the program now is going to turn into
Patriot way, well, yeah. Less money. Yep.
It already sort of has. I mean, it's sort of tried to serve as that for other players in the past to sort of revitalize their career. Brandy Moss did it here for a period of time. Yeah. Corey Dillon did it here for a period of time. But when it comes to this particular player, he's going into the final year of his rookie deal. If he's claimed he's making $4.1 million this year, there's no discussion. If he clears waivers, becomes a free agent, he's out on the market free to sign for whatever it is he wants. A one-year deal to a prove-it deal, which I'm not sure he necessarily needs. Maybe there's a 2 or 3 year offer out there from a team at far more reasonable money than someone that was drafted at his position and has had.
What about the sports vulture? Was he a running back guy? Was he a big running back guy, Jones?
He is a running back guy.
Oh, this would be great for them to sign him with Jones, have him, and then just be a bust, and Jones has to eat his words.
Yeah.
Evil vulture. Well, he'd be on tonight, yeah, I guess. Back to normal for
you're asking me questions I don't know the answers to.
Well, yeah, of corporate gym here.
Andrew's in Milton. Andrew.
Schedule.
Hey, guys. I remember when Newton first signed here a few months ago. I remember LaDainian Tomlinson was on the NFL Network. He was saying something like the running back should really be happy that Newton's here because between like when Newton was in Carolina with D'Angelo Williams, McCaffrey, Jonathan Stewart, the RPO game and, you know, Newton's ability to run really opened up lanes for those running backs. So, like, I'm with you, Beetle. I absolutely go get Leonard Fournette.
And this is what I don't understand about Zoe's take on this, Andrew, because Zoe talked about that RPO stuff earlier today. You know it would help, Zoe.
He's not your typical RPO type back. You know what I mean? He's an I back.
Andrew. Hello. You hung up. Now you may have had another play.
Yeah, I mean, he's not one of those shifty guys off the play fake. It's a little bit of a quicker guy in there running that stuff, that scat stuff. But
well, they have some guys that might fit that bill better on the team.
Burkhead's like perfect for that.
I mean, Fournette's like a bell cow back, man. Like, that's what he is. Let's do it.
$4 million running back.
Let's do it. What do you have to lose?
Just scares the hell out of you that nobody even give a fifth or sixth or seventh round pick for him. That's scary.
Because they know he's going to get cut.
Yeah.
And I think the position is not all that valued in the league. Really don't. I mean,
it's not.
There are some guys that are fabulous that do get.
Look at Todd Gurley now. I mean,
yes. I think teams are a little aware.
He's in Atlanta, right?
Like, yeah. Okay. Leonard Fournette, is he a bust?
No, he's not a bust.
Okay, not a bust. But has he lived up to the hype or his draft slot?
No.
No. And I think, you know, there's probably.
But he is serviceable.
There's
serviceable running backs don't get paid $4 million. I'm sorry.
He's better than serviceable.
Yeah, but right now, at this stage, he is serviceable. What happened to that team?
You make it sound like he can't run anymore. He ran for 1,100 and something yards last year. Rex Burkhead makes $3 million, so Leonard Fournette's not worth four?
So you want a $3 million running back, another $4 million running back in James White,
I don't want
another $4.1 million in Burkhead, I mean in Fournette. You still have Lamar Miller, which you gave money to.
Okay, no. Listen, if I was playing fantasy football here, I'm not drafting another running back for the Patriots. I'm getting a wide receiver. But that's not out there. That's not available.
Right.
So I think that this guy could help the offense.
I can't believe this is your wideout.
And he can catch the football. You can use him out of the backfield, too. Let's do it. Let's get on board.
Let's go.
It's 1 year. It's $4 million. It's not a lot of money. They've got the cap space.
Let's go.
Let's have some fun.
Let's do it.
If you're the Patriots.
I'm all in.
Right? You've got a quarterback that's a one-year deal. Let's get a running back that's a one-year deal with the high ceiling.
Let's get crazy.
Let's try and make this offense the best it can be. They have reportedly struggled in camp. I can't attest to that because I haven't been there. And Zoe's been there for a day. We'll take the word of everyone that's
been there. I don't know anything. I'll see you next Sunday.
It's a
1 o'clock next Sunday. It's going to be interesting.
Sunday. Oh, my God.
I love a five-minute pregame. Oh Bob throws to me. Also, hello there. It's good to see you again, my good friend. And what do you think heading into this? Like,
I don't know.
There are no Fonz in the stadium today.
I'll be Mr. Hond.
You be Spicoli.
I don't know, Bob.
That's right. Celsi's going to look at you.
You were there every practice, not me. I don't know.
What are you doing, Zoe? Learning about Cuba, eating some food.
Sitting right here. Know. Got my shirt unbuttoned, ordered some pizza for my friends.
Oh, man. Let's get back to your call, 617-779-0985. Leonard Fournette, yay or nay? That's in the mix. And, of course, everything else Patriots related. We're a week away from the season? Really? All right, we're talking about it. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The phone number. Here on Zolak and Bertrand. Make sure you download our app for your phone.
Download the app. Yes. For your cellular device.
Whether it be an iPhone or Android, we have it all available for you at 985thesportshub.com. Get our app. Take us wherever you go. Stream us, baby. Stream us.
Stream it.
And tell your smart speaker to play 985 the Sports Hub.
Hey, lady. Hey, you. Hey, Alexa.
Especially if you're, maybe going back to work in the coming weeks.
Right. Alexa, turn on the Sports Hub.
Some people are starting to make that transition. Some people are not. I've talked to some people that say their office is going to be closed through next year.
I can't believe that.
Because they say they've gone home, they've been working remotely, and it's worked out well for a lot of people.
Oh, there you go.
And the people that would typically be making an hour or hour plus commute are spending that time continuing to work. And so their company's like, we'll take the couple of bonus hours every day you're putting in on whatever it is you're working on. So, yeah. But no matter what you're doing, thanks for listening. Thanks for being there.
Thanks a lot.
Been a weird time. Bruins are going to bow out on us tonight. That's what I'm feeling.
They're not. Bruins win 3-2.
You think they're just...
I think they're going to shut it down.
Oh, man.
So badly want to believe that they are not the team and not the group that will do that. That they are the group that responds. But the other day... Saturday was a real kick in the pants because I really expected, along with pretty much every other Bruins fan, okay, this is a team that will focus, they respond, this is a moment of adversity, and we know that this group typically responds in those spots, and they didn't. They fell flat on their face.
They got to score first tonight, man. They got to score first.
Goal.
They got to find a way to get... No, I'm serious.
Because
this team doesn't... what's worse than a two-goal lead in hockey? Yeah, no, I mean, I did not feel good when they were down by more than two goals the other day. Or two goals. No. No, last Saturday was a bad day for them. They need to respond tonight.
Jake is in Boston today. It says here he wants to talk Stidham and kickers. Jake in Boston, what do you got?
Yeah, cue up the graphic, boys.
Put it up there. Put it up there, Josh. Put up the graphic. Go ahead.
First of all, on submissive Jared Stidham and his wife, who is out in Nantucket celebrating Jen Belichick's birthday with her crew.
Yep, that's
it
fact.
It seems like they're in the same Foxborough development with the Andrews and the Belichick. So make that.
Well, I mean, anybody can come to that assumption if you follow them on Instagram. Come on, Jake.
Correct.
It's all over Instagram.
That your quarterback and center are living like right down the street from each other. And I don't know where Cam is, but I don't think Cam is living in quaint little Foxborough from what I've seen from that guy for the last 7 or 8 years. I think Foxborough is like Mars to him.
Who cares where he lives?
Quality of life. Being able to go over and have a beer with your center, not a bad thing, though, not a bad thing. Speaking of local guys, Stephen Hauschka is on the market.
Yep.
And I like Nick Foles, but Stephen Hauschka's from here, has kicked out doors here. Mm-hmm. It's certainly better than the fifth-round waste of a pick that they have there. I wouldn't mind that as an option. If you don't believe that Roethlisberger's the guy and Falk is Falk, you know, you had to look for a guy because you didn't want Falk. Why not bring in Steven Hauschka? And then lastly, Devin McCourty, last week, that audio where he sounds super depressed. Does that sound like a guy that's invested in football to you? When you look down in Tampa and Tom Brady's willing to risk getting COVID, or Julian Edelman is a CTE case waiting to happen after some of the hits he's taken, or Rob Gronkowski's back on the field when he could get paralyzed on his next hit. Does it sound like Devin McCourty is in this to you? Or does it sound like, again, he just wants his platform? And I'll make a prediction. If we see a result that these guys don't like, these athletes don't like on November 3rd, they have set the course of action to throw a tantrum, take a week off, because they're going to force the league's hand on this. I don't care what you say on this. They kind of set precedent last week.
Well, you can't force people to vote who you want them to vote for.
All you can do is raise
awareness to vote.
But what he's saying is if the election doesn't go the way that players want it to go, will there be another shutdown?
It's unfair to ask anybody to do what they're doing down in Tampa, which apparently is risking both COVID and paralysis. I didn't know about the Rob Gronkowski paralysis.
Well, I would say it's hyperbole, but there's a certain risk that Rob Gronkowski takes every time he steps on
absolutely
a football field. But given the surgeries that he has
his
had.
CTE was cured, dude, though. He told you that.
And Tom Brady isn't risking that. He's got his Protect TB12 vitamins. Yeah. Pop a couple of those before each practice.
Boy, I get more bummed out every time Jake speaks. Like, he makes me feel worse.
He does, man. I thought we had a pretty upbeat start of the segment, and he just brought us down.
They had a good time over in Nantucket.
I'm looking at 2018 and 2019 statistics, the last couple of years for Steven Hauschka, and they have not been good. 22 of 28, the same statistics each of the last 2 years on field goals. That's 78% of his field goals.
Seems low.
That's not terrific.
That's lower.
Somebody
than
told
I,
me he
lower
listens. He likes the show.
Hauschka?
Yeah.
Does he live here in the offseason? Is he back home?
I'm not sure. Somebody I ran into knows the guy and said he actually listens to you guys.
Well, so do the Patriots and Bruins and everybody else.
Well, why wouldn't you?
And we hear it.
Oh. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, what's up, Hauschka? Looking for work? Put him on the short list in case. Listen, Nick Folk was fine last year.
And he was fine since they brought him in a week ago. Like, picked up right where he left off. Only misses a couple here and there. I don't expect big things from him, but I don't expect him to miss extra points.
Guys, when is the Kentucky Derby?
Saturday?
I just looked it up. Saturday, September 5th, which is this Saturday.
Wow.
It's already September. We've got our Kentucky Derby expert on the line. We go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Bob
Welcome
Newman.
In Ken
oh,
in Lowell.
Nice.
Ken.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Good, so, Ken. Know, great to hear from you.
Ken, you sound great.
Thank you. I pulled my tooth out, so I can talk now.
Oh, what type of issue were you having?
I bit into a corn dog. It broke my tooth, and the tooth, the enamel, it broke all the way in half, all the way up to the bone.
Weird question by me, Ken. Where did you get the corn dog? Were you at a fair?
No, Elliot's Hot Dogs.
Did you bite the stick? Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. No, there was something in it. I don't know what the hell it was, but
a rock?
Anyway, I swallowed it. I hope it passed through, but anyway.
Pig hoof.
Yeah. So I had the thing was split, and you know, you got this nerve hanging on in between the tooth, right? So, you know, a couple of beers, a half pint of whiskey, and a couple of aspirin, and I reached up there with the tweezers and yanked it out.
Well, you know, Hardy's a big fan of home surgery, so he's happy to hear that.
Not a lot of dental, though. I don't do the oral surgery. That's
your grandfather would have ripped a tooth right out of your head if you asked him to. Who are you kidding?
No, but
you're feeling better, though. That's the important thing.
Yeah, but then there was still the two halves of a tooth, so I had to do the same thing. You know, a couple of beers, a half pint of whiskey, two aspirin, and I pulled one tooth out, one half out of after the other.
It was the tooth that split into two. Why didn't you do it all at the same time?
I didn't think of it. But
didn't have enough whiskey.
Well, probably, you know, but...
The tooth smell? Is it tooth dead?
No, the nerve does.
But right. All right, well, like, Ken, what do you got on this weekend's derby? We're looking for some tips.
All right. Well, first of all, I don't even have the entries, and this year's kind of tricky now.
It's good.
All right.
I feel like this is two years in a row. You haven't had any data to share.
Well, Tuzelaw is a descendant of Tuznow, and he just won the Belmont, and then he won the Travis, right? So he's probably going to be the chalk in the race. And you know, I never bet the chalk. It's all about logical bombs with me. 7-1 or 10-1 or better, or something like that, right?
Okay, so Tiz the Law is 4-5 odds right now, the favorite.
All right, screw that horse. All right, don't waste your money on that.
All right, Art Collector is the second top favorite at 9-2.
Wait, what's your source?
The internet.
I'm looking at the.
I'm looking at CBS Sports. Art
CBS
Collector
Sports
at 9-2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got to go there then. All right, all right. So, but the thing is like none of these horses, or not none of them, but there's few past performances for these horses. So there's little to go on. I mean, we horse players are denied. Excuse me. We're denied. What did I say? I mean, we're denied.
You're denied.
You burped.
We're denied. What do you call it? The Derby prep races, like the Gotham, the Wood, the Louisiana Derby, the Santa Anita, all this.
Yeah.
We have little to go on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, let me give you some more odds. I'll give you some more names here. Honor AP at 7-1. Authentic at 10-1.
Ooh.
Thousand Words. What?
Authentic AP. Is that a descendant of AP Indy?
I'll try and find that for you. I don't know.
Okay. Go on.
The other one I was going to give you was 12-1 on Thousand Words.
Never heard of it.
Yep, that's what we got. So Tiz the Law, Art Collector, and Honor AP are all descendants of AP Indy.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's something to be considered now.
Well, the top three horses are all descendants of that horse.
Was Barbara the last one to really snap a leg in one of the big races, though? Like the big named one.
Which one?
Barbaro was like, that was the last horse to really Barbaro. Have a leg issue, right?
Ken, if there's something to be happy about, buddy, if there's something to be happy about, it is that there are no races happening, or there was a temporary shutdown, as far as I know, at Santa Anita. Right, Hardy? Are they racing there again yet?
I don't know.
I haven't read any dead horses.
I mean, you can't die if you're not racing.
Oh, I got news on Santa Anita. It's not breaking news. It's from January. You remember how I said that all the horses were dying because it was a rubberized track?
Yes.
That was my supposition. No, they found these trainers and the veteran track veterinarians and owners. What they were doing is they were using oxygenated blood.
Right. They're doing blood transfusions. Yes. We talked about this.
Yeah. But I'm still not ruling out the rubberized track. But anyway.
Ken, are there any prop bets on the Derby? Like, can I get the prop bet that a horse will get a bolt gun to the head before everybody files out with their silly hats and their mint juleps? What's the action on that?
Well, you're going to have to talk to the bankroll boys on that one. They're more informed than I am that way on the prop bets, but I'm just strictly on the horse racing.
Gotcha.
All right, Ken. Hey, Ken, good to hear from you.
You too, guys. Okay. Take care.
See
you,
Ken.
All right, Ken.
Excuse
me.
Hardy has headlines.
Let's see if he goes, what happened?
Let's get Hardy through the headlines here and a story on Tom Brady next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is.
It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the rest, with a little peace.
It's Beers and sunshine,
and
too.
And some harmony.
Yeah. Come on, Hardy.
We'll tear the world together.
Take him by the hand.
We'll take him by the hand.
Why, Beetle?
Because I got a hammer for you.
Woo!
Oh, I want to run with you.
Just the other day.
Yesterday.
I saw you standing there.
I saw you standing there.
Your head was down, your eyes were red.
You did it, though! Yes!
I said good love. Well, not to see you smile. We'll take the world together.
Starting to feel more normal here.
Oh, yeah.
So Jim played this, huh? Don't you have a conference call or something you're supposed to be on there, CJ?
All done.
Here it comes.
Hold my hand. Won't you hold my hand? Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Whenever you want to be, because I want to love you the best that I can.
So much better than the beers and sunshine.
Man, beers and sunshine is pretty good. Hitting
so
balls off
better.
A dock. Little flip-flops.
Wasted. And I was just a
wasting.
Don't want to take calls, talked about sports. Just get to thought today's takeaways.
Hey, it was good to hear from Ken, though.
I was, yeah.
That was about coherent a call that we had from him in months.
Yesterday in the New York Post, Jeff Benedict published a segment, what do you call that? Excerpt of his new book.
Very nice guy.
The Dynasty. We're going to talk to him Wednesday. He's going to come on the show this week.
Can't wait.
Got the advanced copy of the book. And the part that he published was about Brady the week of the AFC title game against the Jaguars when he busted the hand open trying to hand off to Rex Burkhead.
Boy, talk about details in this thing. Jesus.
Who I'm replacing with Leonard Fournette today. Yeah. Matthew Liebman is the doctor, the hand surgeon. You know him?
I would know him if I ran into him. I don't know him, but hey, Matt, how you doing?
Well, here's what's interesting to me. And you should, if you haven't read it, you're a Patriots fan. It's pretty interesting. It talks about, again, January of 2018, lead up to the title game, AFC championship game, when Brady had a wound and gash on his hand that required 25 stitches and was down to the bone. And he played 4 days later with it stitched up, with it taped up.
Yeah.
The KT tape, remember that?
Yep. Dr. Matt was shocked that there was no damage to any. The bone did not break, and there was no damage to any tendons, which is amazing to him. Maybe it's good your finger was that pliable.
So it's interesting. It describes the scene when Brady goes into the trainer's room at Gillette. After they called Dr. Liebman, he said he made it from Boston to Foxborough in 15 minutes, and if he was to be pulled over, he would tell them, I'm the hand surgeon that needs to get to Foxborough because Tom Brady's hand just split open.
Yep.
Probably the best excuse in the history of excuses, getting pulled over.
It's a good one.
So he didn't get pulled over. He gets there. He walks into the room, and it reads like this. Alex Guerrero stood next to Brady's head. Guerrero was worried, but he tried to comfort Brady. I'm just trying to imagine that scene.
Like his mummy with him
at the table.
You rub the top of the head.
Scowling.
Would you like some ice chips?
This is interesting. Scowling, Belichick stood off to Brady's side next to trainer Jim Whalen.
Well, Bill's always got that.
What's the scowl for?
It's a pensive look. It's
because his quarterback is laying there with his thumb gashed open.
4 days before the game.
It says, Dr. Mark Price, the team's head doctor and chief orthopedic surgeon, stood opposite Belichick to Brady's right.
I know him.
The room was eerily silent when Dr. Liebman entered. Hi, everybody, Liebman said. How's everybody doing? No one responded.
Ugh.
Quote, the good news is I just looked at the x-rays and they're clean. There's no fracture and there appears to be no dislocation. Still no one spoke. Liebman sat down on a stool beside Brady and explained what he needed to examine on the hand. He removed the towel, looked at the wound. It was deep enough that he could see down to the bone and tendon.
I've done that before.
He said, I'm very surprised. Normally with a laceration like this, the bones get pulled in a way that they either break or you tear a ligament. Mm-hmm. The tension in the room remained palpable. Quote, guys, you don't understand, he said. This is a hyperextension loading injury causing a skin burst. The fact that there's no fracture or dislocation is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Looking at Guerrero, he said, I guess it's because Tom's thumb is so... Then he glanced at Belichick and figured pliable wasn't his best word choice. Flexible, he said. Belichick glared at Brady. Belichick is made out in this excerpt to be a real a-hole, and I'm not sure why.
Well, Bill's always got the same look, and you could either say it's a pissed-off look, a pensive, an intense look.
Other than maybe this.
He wants answers.
Okay,
what's the answer? Do I get the guy ready or not?
Who's the source of the story?
That's
what I always go to.
Thank you.
Who's this coming from?
Was the author standing there? Did he see Belichick glare at Brady when the good news came across?
So is the doctor telling him his quotes and the things that the doctor said? Or is it more likely Brady, Guerrero? Who is it?
I don't know.
It sounds like we're getting Brady's version of events from that day.
I would say that's a safe assumption. And then there's a lot made at the end of it, of this excerpt, about how Bill downplayed it and said...
It's not open heart surgery we're doing.
Right.
Correct. Do you remember that? We have that. Do we have that audio from that day? If you don't recall, after all this went down, Brady miraculously plays. The doctor can't believe it. 2 minutes before kickoff, Brady's back in the trainer's room asking the doctor to cut off little pieces of stitches.
The
doctor was against, but ended up doing a little bit of it anyway.
This was my other favorite part of the excerpt, because he says, my biggest concern is that the sutures are going to unravel. It's going to split open. Brady said, I trust you. I really don't want to touch them. You need to do it. Well, do you trust him, or are you forcing him to do something against medical advice?
Forcing him to do something against medical
advice. Again, that tells you it's Brady's version of events.
It's those little things that stick out that touch the ball and bug you. So I could see where that would affect Brady. Yeah, and he's like, ooh, that feels better.
Okay, here's one.
Do you want to play the Belichick sound? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're going to play it from that day.
Can you just speak to the resourcefulness of Tom dealing with something like that midweek and then coming out and playing a huge game like that?
I mean, look, Tom did a great job, and he's a tough guy. We all know that, all right? But I'm not talking about open-heart surgery here.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it was that bad. And the other part is this.
He's right, though. It's not
open-heart
surgery.
They still had a game to play.
Million
if you
guys
want to sit up there 2 weeks before the Super Bowl being like, guys, you won't believe it.
We're not
His hand is split open down to the bone.
That's a good
and he
point.
Played. Like, wait,
that's a good point.
He's got another game to play. You don't want to reveal that.
Do you know how many guys on the sideline split open their hands the course of a game and get stitched up? Many. You know how many guys Bill coached like that? And that's probably the reference.
Come on.
It's not open heart surgery. It's football.
So now you're taking away from Brady.
You're right.
It is pretty ridiculous.
I do. And look, I don't take anything away from Brady, but... If it was like, if that was like such a horrible thing for Bill to say and so out of line by him saying, we're not talking about open heart surgery, why are we just now hearing about it? Why didn't Brady get it out to all of us through one of his back channels 2 weeks after the season ended, say, actually, you know what? That injury was really bad, down to the bone, 25 stitches. What? I don't remember reading in this detail before now.
I'll let us talk about that. I was shocked how well he threw the ball in pregame. Because you remember the picture of the red glove? It looked like the OJ glove, putting the gloves on. That's how swollen his hand was the next day of practice. He never threw, but he just jogged around. And he had that red glove on. It looked like it was an oversized glove. I'm like, oh, God, this is bad. Because they had a splint on it.
I trust you. I don't want to touch it. Do it.
Just do it. Just do what Nike said. Do it.
You just said you trusted me. Right. Well, trust me when I say this is a terrible idea. You're gonna feel the ends of the sutures up against your glove.
Oh,
you're gonna have to deal with it.
I hate that. Catches all the like gauze and your clothing.
Oh, it's like when you got some stubble in that and your mask rubs up against
Beetle,
it.
Look at the size of that hand. It's look like he looks like Ronnie in Moonstruck. Loretta, I lost my hand. I was making bread. And Ronnie.
Today's takeaway.
It looks like Ronnie and Moonstruck.
It's coming up.
Johnny comes in and he says, I want some bread. I say, okay.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Stuff. That's sweet. Funky stuff.
All right, takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Instead of wondering why so many people have had success with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, find out for yourself. Reserve your consultation at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, let's get right to it. Here is Zoe from early in the show. We were talking about some coaching decisions by Brad Stevens. Micro role players, right. We're calling them now on the Celtics.
That's what
coaching things up. Micro role players, yeah. Super specialized roles.
That's what happens
for the guys at the bottom of the
processes.
Roster.
This is happens. This is because Jim's a coach. You stick Jim in a room with 10-year-old girls from Warwick, and he'll find out what they do well. That doesn't sound right.
I don't mean anything. You know what I'm talking about.
Jim, this is like, okay, this girl bats.
Try again.
Never mind.
Try one more time.
No,
do it again.
Wow. Wow.
That's an all-timer right there. It's going to make a hell of a fake promo.
It sure is.
It's almost one of those ones I don't know that we should revisit. I think we did it once today.
No.
I think
we'll let that stand as its own. It'll stand
come
as
on.
Its own.
Everyone knows it was harmless.
Of course. I did because I clarified.
Of course.
Jim's coaching
Jim,
ability.
Jim, if it makes you uncomfortable, I would back you on that.
No. Let's get to Zoe also giving a speech for the Bruins for tonight as Sean Connery / Herb Brooks.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. And I say boys because you are not men. You're not men like Lancelot. That's what you've earned here tonight. A single game, one game. If we played them 10 times, they may win 9. But not this game as we get in the submarine. That big red submarine as we look for the Russians and those Americans. Tonight we skate with them. We shut them down because we can. That's right. This is not a prison on the rock that we're trying to escape in shark-infested waters. Today, we're the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every single one of you. Not knights of the round table. And you are meant to be here tonight to not put me on a float after I pass away. And you shoot an arrow into the night to ignite that. As you send me off as your king. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. As my time is close to over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team those Soviets have with their submarines. Screw them. This is your time. Now get out there and take it.
They're going to get smoked.
Give me a score, Zo.
3-2. Bruins win. They score the first goal of the game, which is huge.
All right. We'll find out
Bruins
tonight.
Bruins don't die tonight.
We'll find out what happens. We'll be back here tomorrow to talk about it at 10 a.m. Felger, Maz, Murray reunited in studio today. They're all here. And you will hear it coming up next. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.